If I could have your attention here in the Media Center, we'll begin today's post-race media availability for the 17th annual Kansas Lottery 300 in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. We're joined by our fourth-place finisher, William Byron, driver of the number 9 Vinoy Construction Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. William, boy, what an adventurous run you had. You had to start all the way in the back, work your way through the field, and work your way up there into a top-five finish. It was pretty incredible. Would you please walk us through that?
Yeah, it was it was hard to get up there. The first stage, we tried our best. We started really loose and just had to kind of battle that for the first run. And then after probably 25 laps or so, it got a lot better. We could kind of run the top and neutral out a little bit. But I think we got up to 11th or 12th, and then from there had a good pit stop. Gained, I think we restarted 10th and got up to 6th. And then after that, it was just about running really good laps and trying to be precise and not make too many mistakes. So it worked out. You know, we finished 4th, which is good, and we can carry that momentum to the next racetrack, which is Texas, a couple weeks.
Good deal. We'll open the floor up for questions. If you have a question for William, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. Start with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Has nothing to do with the race. I wanted to ask you about your homecoming and driving the car out on the field, dude. How was that?
Oh, that was cool. That was really cool to do and to go up to Liberty. I think it's probably my second or third year being there for homecoming, and it's it's always good to meet the people there, and I feel like they're starting to understand what's going on with the racing. There's more people following it, which is kind of cool, and they're kind of treating it like one of their sports, which is fun. So we got to unveil the car, which was a lot of fun to do that at halftime and be in the on the field there. So that was really cool and great to see those guys, and we're excited to hopefully finish this year off with a championship with them, and I think we got them on the car for the rest of the races or something like that. So excited for that. Yeah, they think it's pretty cool. You know, they thought, a couple of my college friends thought the whole unveil we did at Hendrick was pretty neat, and this one was neat as well. So it's just a true honor to have those paint schemes like that, have those sponsors, and we're excited to hopefully finish the year strong with those two sponsors we have, and then carry on to next year with them as well.
Go next to Holly.
Holly Kay, NASCAR.com. I just wondered if you could speak a little bit about what you did today. I mean, you really had some work out in front of you, and you managed to come back and have a good finish despite that. Are you starting to feel more and more confident that you can do that kind of thing?
I think so. I mean, you know, our goal was kind of to set a lap that we could get into the top 10, and we were pretty close to that, so I think that was good. The pace was fast, so it was a little harder to get through there. I knew I didn't need to make any pit road mistakes or anything like that. It was a lot harder to get back through the field today, I guess, with the pace the way it was and the top groove being preferred. It's just hard to kind of dive under guys. So that's what we tried to do, is just get through there quick, and we were able to get a pit stop and then kind of be able to reset. And I think at lap 60 or so, we were up to 6th or 7th and back to kind of where we started.
Any additional questions for William? William, congratulations on your run today.
Thank you.
Good luck in 2 weeks in Texas.
Thank you.